Well, with the news of the passing of David Bowie, we thought it would be appropriate to do a special David Bowie edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. David Bowie, of course, passed away last night after an 18-month battle with cancer, just days after the release of his last album, Black Star. And Bowie's mark on music and culture around the world is unparalleled. So we want to take a look back at that today with Lindsay Parker, managing editor for Yahoo Music. She's with us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Lindsay, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me. I wish it was under happier circumstances.
As do we. And tell us, first of all, what do you think was so outstanding about David Bowie?
I mean, obviously, we don't have time to say all of that. But I think one thing that we have to remember is this word shapeshifter was used. And, you know, there's a lot of people with careers like Beck or Madonna who are heralded for the fact that they can switch genres, switch characters and personas from album to album. But no one did that better or did it first like David Bowie did. And the fact that over 25 albums in nearly five decades, he had all these different sounds. He could do, you know, soul. He could do electronic music. He could be the forebearer of punk rock, you know. There's pretty much not an artist around who isn't influenced by him.
And why was he such a shapeshifter, do you think? Why did he have so many different personas?
Well, it's so hard to say, but I really don't think he was beholden to any trend. I don't think he was beholden to what a record company person or manager was telling him or what the kids were saying was hip these days. I really think he just followed his own muse, and it was a fascinating one.
Well, let's hear some of his music. Starting in 1969, the first iteration of David Bowie for many people. Here he is with Ziggy Stardust.
Now, Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man.
What does this song mean when it comes to the legacy of David Bowie?
I mean, this was obviously his most famous character, and I think a lot of people thought, you know, Ziggy and Bowie were the same person, which they weren't, and then he famously killed off the character, which started off many other chapters of his career. But obviously, it's one of the most archetypal glam rock songs. When you think glam rock, you think of Ziggy Stardust with the flame orange hair and the onesie. And also, as you mentioned earlier, the whole bending of gender. When you look at, you know, a lot of people will say they saw this performance and it changed their life. You know, there's people like Boy George who will say, yeah. Mark Allman from Soft Cell, who will say seeing David Bowie as Ziggy Stardust is what made them realize they could also play with gender and character and makeup and clothes and create this whole other fantasy world for themselves. I think in many ways, Ziggy Stardust, you know, saved some lives.
And then there is Fame from 1975. Let's listen. What does this one mean to you?
Well, obviously, this is when he really changed gears and went full on soul. There is a wonderful video on YouTube of him performing this on Soul Train, the TV show Soul Train. Another thing notable about this song is it was co-written by John Lennon, so that's a pretty amazing meeting of the minds right there. He redid it himself in 1990. It sounded fresh as ever, and you know, it's one of his most sampled songs. You know, everyone from, you know, Lady Gaga to literally even Vanilla Ice has sampled this song, and I think it's because it's just so funky. You know, he's this like proper British guy. It was just another persona of his and another example of how much he could just follow his muse and do whatever he wanted, and it would come out sounding fantastic and sounding, yet somehow, even though different, sounding like David Bowie every time.
Well, let's flash forward, and we're talking 20 years forward, 1997, and Earthling. Here's the song I'm Afraid of Americans, on which he collaborated with the producer Brian Eno.
Jimmy's in America. In America.
So the late 90s, David Bowie.
Yes, you have to remember in the late 90s, 1997 is when this came out, is when everybody was saying what they then called electronica was going to be the next big thing, or, you know, bands like Chemical Brothers and The Prodigy and people like Fatboy Slim were the hot new things. And kind of interestingly, almost leading the way was David Bowie, who I wouldn't say was jumping on the electronica bandwagon, but really just in leading it and driving it. And this was around the time when he actually was collaborating with Trent Reznor, who was on the famous remix version of the song and is in a really amazing video in which Trent Reznor is stalking David Bowie through a New York City. So just showed how current David Bowie could be while at the same time being an elder statesman for all these, you know, people who look up to him.
You know, we did skip past the 80s, and I do want to mention something that's just a really humorous part of David Bowie, which is I'm thinking of that video he did with Mick Jagger where they did Dancing in the Street together.
Not his greatest moment, nor his greatest moment of the 80s. I would say maybe Ashes to Ashes would be his greatest moment of the 80s.
Ashes to ashes, funk to funk it. We know Major Tom's a junkie, stuck out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low.
You have to remember, MTV came around at that time, and all these new wave bands were coming out, like Duran Duran, Bauhaus, Culture Club, Soft Cell, and they all owed such a debt of gratitude to Bowie. And with all these hours and minutes to fill on MTV airwaves, MTV started playing all these kind of, slightly before MTV came out, videos like Ashes to Ashes and Fashion and DJ, and those are some iconic moments. And then I do believe MTV sort of reintroduced him not only to the generation that was watching MTV that were a bit older, but to all these kids who were watching MTV to see Duran Duran. All of a sudden they're watching Let's Dance and Shine a Girl and Modern Love, and I wouldn't put Dancing in the Street necessarily in that category. It wasn't his greatest moment, but it is a fascinating artifact of that era of kind of crazy music videos.
Well, and then, of course, we had his last album, Black Star, a collaboration with a jazz quartet. It was released just on Friday, his birthday.
Here's
the
crazy
song. Yeah, it is crazy. And here's the song Lazarus from that album.
Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
So eerie to hear that now.
I know. That one's a tough one, honestly. I don't know if you've seen the music video that also came out last week where he's basically
lying
dying
in a deathbed.
Yeah, and I think he was trying to tell us something. I mean, everyone is so struck by this news, not just because he still seems so much in his artistic prime, releasing, you know, his 25th album, and it's fantastic, will probably be on a lot of year-end lists for 2016, but because we didn't know he was sick. We all still were holding out hope that maybe he'd go on a final tour or play Coachella or something, and you know, he was really keeping his illness under wraps, but, you know, the clues are in this video and in this song where he's saying, I'm in heaven, you know, I'm going to be free as the bluebird now, and this video that shows him writhing in pain. I mean, I don't know if I can really watch that video again, but he was definitely trying to tell us something.
Well, a great loss, and we thank you for helping us remember some of his life and legacy. Lindsay Parker, managing editor with Yahoo Music, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we've got some of the videos from David Bowie from this DJ session up at our website, hereandnow.org.